You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
All right, let's get ready for our best bets here. Let's see who we have the most faith in today.
Today's best bets.
All right, Kate, what you got?
For my best bet, I am going with the under in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Cleveland Browns game, under 43. There's going to be some weather, a lot of wind, 20-mile-an-hour winds, 90% chance of rain. It's going to be muddy. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy and gross in Cleveland for this game. Both of these teams are going to want to run the ball a little bit more because of the elements. And the Bucs started kind of establishing their run a little bit more in their last outing over in Germany. So I think they'll try and look to build on that, especially just with the conditions and kind of how it forces you to have to slow the game down a little bit. So I'm looking at the under 43 in this one.
Yeah, I'm with you there. A lot of rain. Plus, you were doing your weather forecasting early on. That was impressive. Yeah. I think you even included the barometric pressure in there. I think you did. Like that affects the football. That's what they say here in New England, right?
It really does. Yes.
All right. My best bet is Celtics over the Kings tonight in the NBA to win by between 6 and 10 points. I know it's a minuscule and minute. It's a very small window, but it's plus 320 money. And just follow the logic. In the last 10 games that the Celtics have won, they've won by 13, 8, 25, 4, 9, 19, 16, 3, 15, and 4. Take those 10 games, put it in an average. That comes out at 11.6. I think that's high. So if you split the difference, you're looking at about 6 to 10 points. So I like the Celtics to beat. They're favored by 8. So I like them to win by 6 to 10. So that gives me a little room on the backside and a little cushion on the front side. And at plus money, at plus 320, that's my best bet of the day because that's going to be a high-scoring game. You're talking about two teams that average about 120 a game. Even the over, I would definitely look at 237.5. So I like this game to be high-scoring, exciting, fun. And I think that's some good plus money right there where it also lines up right where the spread of 8.5 lies.
I like that play. I like that play, especially with the plus 320. That's a great number there. And it's right around where this game is priced on the spread here. So great look.
All right. It's time for Cup, Magic Cup. See, usually this is where you would see the magic eight ball. But because, well, I don't know how one would pass the eight ball to another legally and projectively as well. And plus, it's Chelsea's personal toy. So this is how we determine if the magic cup, it says it's a magic drink. Well, then I have to reveal what's the drink. It's hot water, lemon, like actual raw lemon, raw ginger, apple cider vinegar, and cayenne pepper. And so this has been a brew because this cup can keep things warm for like 10 hours. I brewed it last night, had some before I went to bed to have it start the morning, and it determines if it's spicy, maybe not so much on the bet. So Kate's under 43.5 for the Cleveland Bucks game this weekend. Let's see.
Come on, give me a good outcome, Magic Cup.
Close, but it went down pretty smooth. It went down pretty smooth. The cayenne didn't kick like it needed to. And again, like you mentioned, with the high winds, the 90% rain, I can't see how this game jumps up into any type of high totals. And it might frustrate Tom Brady, but I think they get the win. I'm with you. All right. Magic Cup, what do you think about my crazy plus 320 play of Celtics win by between 6 and 10 points over the Kings tonight in Boston? Oh, that was spicy. I don't think it buys it.
Ooh.
I'm being honest with myself. Yeah, a hard lemon hit. It was a real strong kick to the throat with the cayenne.
Yeah, cayenne pepper down the throat there?
Yeah. So, I mean, granted, it's going to be there. It's in the cup, and it's probably good for my digestive system, but not necessarily on my own bet.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.